Chapter 7. Mrs. Numa. We drove in streets full of cars. Matau stopped outside a small house and went to the front door. He returned a minute later with a smile on his face.
The director of the children's orphanage lives here,
he said. Mrs. Numa was an old lady in long, colourful clothes. Mum recognised her.
I'm Mrs. Harris, Mum said. I visited the orphanage 14 years ago. Do you remember me?
Harris? No. No, I don't remember that name,
said Mrs. Numa. We sat in the living room and Mrs. Numa brought us some tea.
How can I help you?
She asked. Mum put her hand on my shoulder.
This is my daughter Kathy, she said,
and she showed Mrs. Numa my documents from the orphanage.
Kathy was at the orphanage 14 years ago. She was 4 months old,
Mum said.
Do you remember her?
No, I don't, said Mrs. Numa. I was director of the orphanage for 23 years. During that time, there were many babies.
Were there any twin girls at the orphanage at that time?
Mrs. Numa closed her eyes for a moment.
Twins,
she said.
Yes, we had twins at the orphanage, but I can't remember when. My memory isn't very good, you see.
Mum looked at me. Then she turned to Mrs. Numa again.
Who adopted the twin girls?
Mum asked Mrs. Numa.
Do you remember?
Well, I think an American couple adopted one of the girls,
Mrs. Numa said.
Or were they English?
And what happened to the other twin?
Mum asked. Mrs. Numa smiled.
Oh, I remember that,
she said.
The cook at the orphanage adopted her. What was her name? Leonie? I can't remember.
Please try to remember, said Mum. It's very important.
Her name was Leonie Jangi,
Mrs. Numa said.
Or was it Leonie Sangi? I'm sorry, I'm not sure.
Mum was getting impatient.
Where does the cook live now?
She asked.
She went to live in Kibisa,
Mrs. Numa said.
She and her husband got a job in the hotel there.